Our assignment for today was to bring a verse or thought about decision making. And one thing I think that if we want to make good decisions, we need to ask the Lord for wisdom every time and not try to, you know, figure it out ourselves. James 1:5 says, "If any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all freely and without reproach." And I think that's, yeah, just a big thing we need to think about if we're wanting to make good decisions, because if we just lean on our own understanding, it's not going to go good.
I got 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." And I was thinking, for a lot of us, making good decisions and choosing to do what's right isn't that hard. We can just, a lot of times, just go along with what our friends are doing, but you can't just do that. You gotta choose what's right. And before you do something, just take the time to think through it, whether it's good or evil. And it also helps to just take the advice of maybe an older person who has seen more than we have.
I need to work on sometimes slowing down on my reactions. Tend to go with my gut reaction sometimes, and that's not always the best way when making decisions. You've got to wait, sometimes maybe count to 10 if you're upset, and test the spirits and see which way is the right way to go.
I think it's really good to practice not to make hasty decisions and to think through carefully decisions that we make, and especially harder decisions. We need to ask of the Lord to see what, you know, see what He wants, make sure we're in the will of the Lord. And I had a verse here of Philippians 4:6. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." So, yeah, just sometimes it's real easy to make a quick decision, and then a lot of times we'll regret it afterwards. And a lot of times, a lot of decisions that we make, that I make, I probably should have, thought through it more before doing it, and then afterwards you think about that, but just something to remember.
I got Proverbs 3:5-6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths." So if we trust in the Lord and just follow Him, then He'll help us make decisions.
Solomon was known for his good decisions, and he had to make a decision one time when the two women came in with a child, and they were arguing over who owned it. And so he had his men bring a sword, and he said he would give them each half. And the one lady said that would be fine and was content with it, but the other lady said to just let the other woman have the child. And so Solomon knew by that she was the mother.
"In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Good decisions are made when you fully understand what you are deciding on. It is wise to seek advice from others before making a big decision. Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man is he who listens to the counsel."
Hebrews 11:24-26. By faith Moses, when he became of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer with God's people than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he looked to the reward. We should rather suffer with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasures of sin.
Speak up a little bit.
I have to stop and think to make good decisions.